You're listening to the What's the Fuzz podcast, where we break you out of your vacuum seal and get down to what's real. Never miss another episode again. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And now, your host, Reiner.
What's up, fuzzies? It's your ass-obsessed Blue Dragon host back at it again. It's August 30th, and next month it'll be September, aka Proto-Halloween month. I'm joined by a good friend of mine tonight. He's recently changed his name to Paso.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. But I know him by Storm, so we're just gonna go with that. If you're coming here from one of his streams or Discords or something, hello, Pelotena sucks. Wow. How's your 2020 been, everybody? Between COVID-19, the protests, and the upcoming election, there's been a lot to, grieve about this year. Especially for the African-American community. Unfortunately, Chadwick Boseman, known for playing T'Challa, aka the Black Panther, and Jackie Robinson in 42, lost his fight against colon cancer and passed away 2 days ago. To say the least, it was a shock. Black Panther was not just another superhero movie. He inspired hope in those who may not have known or thought they had a future. That they could go that far, hear their own voices, and experience a struggle that truly impacted them. Rest in power. Your influence rages like a wildfire and will continue to light up generations for years to come. As I was saying earlier, I'm chatting with Storm tonight. And if you don't know him, he's a Twitch streamer and semi-pro smasher. Wink, wink. You can catch him at Paso_NYC. How you doing tonight, buddy?
I'm chilling. I mean, I really haven't done much today except watch Valorant.
So to start off the show, I like to ask an icebreaker question, and then we can get into the meat of the interview. So my question for you is, would you rather be vored by a macro furry or stepped on by a macro furry? Either way, you die, by the way.
Either way, I die. I feel like vore would be more fun, but like, that stomach acid is gonna hurt. That's gonna hurt, you know? Like, you know, going down the throat, you know? It'll be a little fun, mm-hmm. You know? Give a little flick into the uvula. But, when you get stomped on, that's just quick, easy kill, you know? You're not gonna feel that shit. You're just gonna die.
Well, there is the chance that you don't die first stomp, so then you have to die, like, third or fourth stomp.
I think I'll still take the stomp, honestly. I don't know. I don't want to burn in acid.
Terrible question for me to ask. I'm so sorry for making you answer that. All right, now that we're past that, could you tell us a little bit about your background? I know you, but my listeners don't know you. Something like your age, ethnicity, where you live, etc.
I was born in Harlem, and I was pretty much raised in the South Bronx my whole life. Mm-hmm. Only very, very recently did I move to the North Bronx. But I go to college upstate, so I'm not even in the Bronx that often anymore. Ethnicity-wise, I am half Puerto Rican and half Dominican.
You mentioned living in the South Bronx before. What was your experience living there like? What was the environment like?
Hell. Well, literally hell. There's like... It's something that truly does change your life, even if you're like born and raised there, because you see mm-hmm. the difference once you leave. Because like I grew up in the hood. I went to schools predominantly in the hood. Even when I went to a school in downtown Manhattan, all of like the people that I hung out with, they were like all hood, my hood friends, like, you know, mm-hmm. like they were all hood people. So like college was the real breakaway from like that environment. But the environment itself, it was definitely keep your head down.
So it was very aggressive.
I wouldn't say aggressive. If you didn't bother anybody, nobody would bother you. You know what I mean? It helped if you went out, you know, and people maybe like saw you in front of the building and they're like, okay, we know that guy lives there. He's okay. He's safe. You know what I mean? Because, you know, when it comes to the hood, people are ready to fight about anything. I've literally seen people like shot like in like the courtyard behind my house. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, it was one day in the summer where I was just looking out the window because it's summer, you know, and my mom didn't want me to go outside because there was like a huge party going on, which I understand, you know, and I'm just looking outside and like listening to the music. And I just see these two people run up to a guy and shoot him. And I'm like, oh, shit. You know, I just ducked down. Cause that's what I was taught. You know, when you hear gunshots, stay away from the windows.
So without ways to keep themselves busy, people just kind of devolve into more nefarious ways to keep themselves occupied.
I would say so, yeah. If it's not crime, it's something else. That's why very, very often I was an inside kid. It wasn't until I started going to like Smash tournaments, and even then, that took a lot of convincing for them to let me go by myself. Because at first, you know, I went with my dad, and it was like, whatever, but you know, my dad got tired of taking me to shit. He was like, you gotta go alone. I'm like, okay. And my mom at first was like, absolutely not. And it took a lot to prove to her that I could do it and not die.
What is your main persona, and how do you feel it represents you? I know you started out with the trademark highlighter husky persona that a lot of people do.
That is true. I did. But I chose an opossum. Mostly because I feel like opossums are like underrepresented, you know, it's like one of those things that like you don't really see a lot of. Like, there are just like when it comes to fursonas, there's a lot of species that you don't see. Like, I feel like you don't see like a lot of bats either. Like, this is another example, but I chose an opossum because I feel like they're known for being like crazy, you know, they're like trash mammals, but they're like also adorable. And I think to myself, I'm like, hey, I'm a trash mammal too sometimes. You know?
I was kind of thinking you were calling yourself adorable trash, but that works too.
Close enough. I don't know. It just feels a lot better. I feel like it's me. You know what I mean? Like, everybody, I feel like, has a persona to, like, represent who they are or who they want to be. I feel like mine is more just, this is me, yo. Like, there is no, like, facade. Like, this is who I am. Like, weed smoking, fucking chill out dude has no idea what's going on with the world.
Gotcha. How would you describe your sexuality / gender identity?
My sexuality? That one I like, because that's a rough kind of, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I knew I was bi. You know what I mean? And that was cool. But like, then I thought, for a time I thought I was gay, and I was like, maybe I'm just straight gay, you know, I'm only really talking to guys, interacting, you know, with guys, dating guys, like maybe I'm just gay, you know, and that's fine too. It's not, you know, the end of the world. But at first it was a lot easier to tell my parents that I was bi, because, you know, when you live in the hood, have hood parents, and let's just say it's not the best combination, especially like my parents grew up in like super Christian households. So like I didn't know how they felt about homosexuality. It was just a never topic that was brought up ever. So it was just like very, very scary. I had to keep it like on the low for the longest time. Like, eventually I told them, and that was a whole thing. But
how did you finally... How did you finally bring yourself to do that?
Oh, well, I didn't bring myself to do it. I was caught. I'll tell you straight up. Yeah.
Okay.
Fun story. I got caught with sex toys in my closet, and my mom found them, and then she sent pictures to my dad, and I was like, oh, why the fuck would you do that? Come on. And they weren't like regular sex toys either. They were like my fucking bad dragons too. And I was like, you know how much harder that makes it? Like, how the fuck am I to... how do I explain that I have a dragon dick in my fucking closet? Like, you really don't. Like, Like, one day, I walked out of school, and my dad texted me, like, don't go home.